Hi, I'm Danae King. I'm the religion and immigration reporter at the Columbus Dispatch, and I'm here today to tell you about a story on religious non-believers. So they're called a ton of different things. Some call themselves religious nuns. Some call themselves atheists, agnostics, or, you know, nothing in particular when they're asked about what they believe in. There's a local professor who also studies those who say they are spiritual but not religious. And this population is growing rapidly. It's growing not only in Ohio, but across the country. According to Pew Research Center, 3 in 10 adults in the country are now non-believers. And this group's been growing for years. Just people who are shifting to, you know, not going to church and saying they don't believe in a higher power. So right now, about 29% of adults call themselves religious nuns. And even though they don't go to church, or they may not go to a synagogue or, you know, a mosque or believe, they might still want a community. A lot of people find communities and friends within their, you know, within their belief group. And that's how they might, you know, that's how they might have a lot of social interaction. So there's at least 8 groups in the greater Columbus area that are non-believers, and they get together and they have meetings and social outings and really just, you know, a time for fellowship with one another without needing to discuss a higher power. So one of those groups is Black Non-Believers of Columbus. It's actually a national nonprofit based in Atlanta, but they have a chapter here, and they just, you know, Black people and allies who don't live with religion and may be shunned by friends and family because of that can kind of connect to one another. There's also Central Ohio United Non-Theists. They do volunteering and outreach locally, and they meet weekly on Wednesday evenings. Their goal is to help develop and support the local atheist, non-theist community, discuss secular viewpoints, encourage a positive culture, and provide opportunities for socializing and friendship. Another group is Columbus Coalition of Reason, and it's made up of all kinds of different non-religious organizations in the area and is kind of an umbrella organization for organizations for non-religious people. And then there's also the First Unitarian Universalist Humanist Association, and they have an atheist and agnostic circle that meets monthly, and it's actually connected to a church, but they're open to people who also don't believe in God or a higher power. Another group is Humanists. The Humanist Community of Central Ohio is a chapter of the American Humanist Association, and it works to provide a supportive and empowering local community for humanists and other non-theists in the Central Ohio area. And they offer their members education, social events, community service, outreach, activism, and they also have celebrants and chaplains. A few years ago, I wrote a story on humanist celebrants who can marry people and do other ceremonies for people who don't believe in God or another higher power. Some other groups are Recovering from Religion, which is an international group that offers people support and a hotline for people who, you know, are learning how to live after they've, you know, maybe shed religion. They just want to help people. So you can check out more about different groups on dispatch.com in my story.